stuck there if I give up missing the test. Rabbi Yosef ben Horkin is Oymer. Oymer lefnei Teva beyantzer to Rosh Hashanah Oymer. Rabbi Yosef ben Horkin says, somebody comes in front of the Teva to daven for the Oymer. On Yantzer Rosh Hashanah, she say the following in his daven. Hachlitenu Hashem Elokeinu. Et Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. Hashem should strengthen us on this day of Rosh Chodesh. Im Hayom, Im Lamacha. Whether today is Rosh Chodesh or tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. And Rav Yosef ben Horkin has told the Rabbi Yehuda that we had in the previous mission, that which we keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is Mesabbat. We don't know which day the Edom will come to Bezin to testify that they saw the new moon. So since it's a Sabbat, whether today is Rosh Chodesh or not, we should mention that in our davening. Ulamachar hu oimer im hayom im emet. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he should mention his davening that Hashem should strengthen us on this day of Rosh Chodesh, whether today is Rosh Chodesh or yesterday is Rosh Chodesh, as we have a suffix. Whether the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, and maybe the Edom came to Bezin and testified on the 30th day of El that they saw the new moon. Or maybe the second day of Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, maybe the Edom did not show up on the 30th day of El, they only came on the 31st day of El. Delohu delo chachamim, and the chachamim do not agree with Rav Yosef ben Horkin. Now the chachamim argue with Rav Yosef ben Horkin on 2 points. First of all, the chachamim hold that we don't mention Rosh Chodesh and our davening on Rosh Hashanah at all. Instead, we just say Yom HaZikaron, the day of remembrance. And Yom HaZikaron refers both to Rosh Hashanah and to Rosh Chodesh. It refers to Rosh Hashanah, as the pasuk says, Zichron Trua. And it also refers to Rosh Chodesh, as the pasuk says regarding Rosh Chodesh, Bahayu Lechem LeZikaron. So the pasuk uses the word Zikaron, referring both to Rosh Hashanah and to Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, we don't mention the word Rosh Chodesh, we just say Yom HaZikaron. And the Chacham argues with Rav Yosef ben Horkin regarding a second point as well. According to the Chacham, if we do not mention our davening of Rosh Hashanah, that we have a Sabbath, which day is Rosh Hashanah. And the Chacham were afraid that if we mention that we have a Sabbath, which day is Rosh Hashanah, people might start being mezalzel on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. They won't take the second day as seriously, as they'll feel we're only keeping the second day mesafek. So therefore, we don't mention that we have a Sabbath at all. That way, people will keep the second day of Rosh Hashanah as stringently as they keep the first day. Second Arab in Paradala Mishnah, Misha Haitiu Gain, or Ruach Ra. Ain Lo El Arbam. Somebody who is forced out of his home by Gain, or is overtaken by a bad spirit and went crazy and went out of his home, is only allowed to walk 4 amas from the place that he ended up. And Allah is that a person walks 2,000 amas from his place of residency on Shabbat. And if his place of residency is inside the city, then he can walk up to 2,000 amas outside the city in any direction. However, once he walks outside of his 2,000 amos, he is now only allowed to walk 4 amos in each direction. Now, even if he was forced out of his tchum by Goyim, or he was overtaken by a bad spirit, and therefore he went outside of the tchum, he still is only allowed to walk 4 amos in the place he ended up. And even though he didn't go out of his tchum midat, he was forced out of his tchum, he didn't do it on purpose, even so, he is now only allowed to walk 4 amos. Hechbiruhu ki'ilu lo yazim. If after he was forced out of the tomb by the Goyim, by the Ruach Ra, he was again overtaken by the Ruach Ra, and that brought him back into the tomb, or he was again forced by the Goyim back into the tomb, in such a case, it's as if he never left the tomb, and he can walk the entire 2,000 amos. And even though once he was taken out of the tomb, he's only allowed to walk 4 amos, but now that he was forced back into the tomb, he's allowed to walk the entire 2,000 amos. Now that was somebody who walked out of the tomb and then walked back inside. It's allowed to walk the entire tchum. That's only if he was forced out and then forced back in. However, if he went out on his own and then he was forced back in, it's only allowed to walk 4 amas. Or if he was forced out of the tchum and then he walked back into the tchum on his own, in such a case also, he's only allowed to walk 4 amas. This case is an exception since he was both forced out and forced back in. If the Goyim or the Ruach Ra forced him out of the tchum, and he ended up in another city that was surrounded by a fence, or he ended up in a deer or a sar. A deer or a sar is an enclosed area surrounded by a fence where animals are kept. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, ben Azariah, Oimrim, Mahalach is Kula. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer say that in such a case, he's allowed to walk throughout the entire enclosed area. And since he was forced into an area that was enclosed by a fence, so the entire enclosed area had the din of Dalit Amos. The entire enclosed area is the same as walking 4 Amos since it's surrounded by a fence, so he's allowed to walk throughout the entire enclosed area. That which we said in the beginning of the mission, that somebody who is forced out of the tomb can only walk 4 Amos, that's if he ends up in a place that is not surrounded by a fence. However, if he ended up in a city that's surrounded by a wall, or he ended up in an enclosed area that is surrounded by a fence. The entire enclosed area has the same din as four amos, and he can walk throughout the entire fenced-off area. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, Oimrim, Enlo, Ela, Arba Amos. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva said that even in this case, where you end up in an enclosed area, you're still only allowed to walk four amos. And even though this area is enclosed by a fence, you're still only allowed to walk four amos, since you were not in this enclosed area before Shabbos. You're only forced into this enclosed area on Shabbos itself. Alternatively, the reason why Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva holds that you're only allowed to walk four amos even where you ended up in an enclosed area is because there's a gzera. The Chachamim decreed that even in this case, you can only walk four amos lest a person ends up in a place that does not have mechitzos, and he thinks he can walk more than four amos. The person might not understand the difference between a case where he ended up in an enclosed area and in a place where he ended up in a non-enclosed area. He might think, just like when he ends up in an enclosed area, he can walk the entire area, so too, when he ends up in a non-enclosed area, he can walk more than four amos. So the Chacham decreed that even where you ended up in an enclosed area, you can only walk four amos. For the story that the Chacham were coming from a place called Pandisa, and the Sfina traveled very much out to sea on Shabbat. The boat traveled out of its home on Shabbat. Rabbi Gamaliel, Rabbi Elazar, and Azariah walked throughout the boat on Shabbat even more than four amos. Rabbi Gamaliel, Rabbi Elazar, and Azariah just said that a person who is forced out of his home on Shabbat and ended up in an enclosed area is allowed to walk throughout the enclosed area. So therefore, in this case, if the boat forced him out of the home, and the boat is an enclosed area, you're allowed to walk throughout the boat even more than four amos. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Lozazu, Me'arba amos. Sherazu l'hachmarat. However, Rabbi Shura and Rabbi Kiva, who were also in the boat, they did not walk out of their four amos because they wanted to be stringent with themselves. And Rabbi Shura and Rabbi Kiva just said that even where a person ends up in an enclosed area, he's still only allowed to walk four amos. However, the Mishnah said that they wanted to be stringent with themselves, which seems to imply that if they wanted to, they could have walked out of their four amos. Even though Rabbi Shura and Rabbi Kiva just said that a person who ends up in an enclosed area is only allowed to walk four amos, but the case of the boat is different than the case where a person is forced out of this home and ended up in an enclosed area. As a person on the boat was within this enclosed area even before Shabbos, so when he ends up out of this home on Shabbos, he's still in the same enclosed area that he was before Shabbos. So this case is different than the case that we had previously, and really, even Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva would haul the allowed to walk throughout the entire boat. However, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva wanted to be stricter with themselves, and even in this case, where they were in the same enclosed area before Shabbos, they did not walk out of their four amos.